Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land Show. Today, Jill and I talk about how to buy anything for half price. Well, what the heck does that have to do with real estate? I'll tell you. Jill, great show today. Before we start, let's take a question posted from successplant.com, our free online community.
All right, Brent from Dallas asks, I'm a brand new real estate investor. I'm in the very beginning stages of starting my real estate investing business, and I was curious if anyone had advice on where I should start from step one. Should I start marketing to motivated sellers without a business entity, or get a business structure first? And feel free to add any tips. For now, I'm just starting out. Thanks.
Hey, I'll answer that in a second. If you have a question or you want to be on our show, please call 800-725-8816. Great question. I think a lot of people have it. I'm sure a ton of listeners have the exact same question. Where do you start? So this is what you do. Marketing certainly is not where you start. You always start with education on anything that you want to accomplish, in my opinion. And you want to start with free education, so you don't want to plow a bunch of money into something that you're really not going to follow through on. So if you're interested in real estate, do two things. Get our free ebook at landacademy.com. That'll get you in the system, give you some exercises, some hands-on stuff, and get yourself a username at biggerpockets.com. Jill and I have no affiliation, but it's a huge community of very experienced and completely brand spanking new real estate investors of all different types, apartments, land, houses, the whole thing, and start utilizing those two free resources. That's step one. We'll talk about marketing and all that stuff eventually, but and business structure. A lot of people say, hey, I need to start an LLC before I do anything. Leave that down the road. Get educated. You might not like real estate at all. Maybe you would rather open a website eventually than sell stuff that you buy from China. I don't know. But let find out for free.
I love the things you just pull out of midair. Like, whatever. Maybe you want to sell sunglasses in a kiosk at the mall. What the heck? Remember when we talked about that a long time ago?
Selling sunglasses?
We did. Oh, gosh.
That was for the kids.
All right. But we've
one of the kids had an idea to do that.
Yeah. We've talked about, like, because you and I sometimes before we started, I hope it's okay. I'm jumping in ahead here. All right. You and I, before we started Land Academy, because our land business was rolling, you know, and it was going so smooth, you know, you and I are like, what should we do now? That's exactly it. So we started looking around at all kinds of crazy things. Like, gee, I wonder how much that makes. You know, it's like driving for dollars, but driving for businesses. Like, gee, what's a good business to, you know, that walking through the mall going, oh, I could do that. Look at the return they get.
You know what I do sometimes late at night on the internet? I look for dry cleaners for sale because I'm just fascinated with that business. And I don't mean a dry cleaner plant. Like, next time you walk into the dry cleaner, and if it's one of those that they don't have they don't clean the clothes. They just have one of those big, long conveyor things and a person at the cash register. Mm-hmm. And it costs a ton of money most of the time to dry clean. And then they just collect the clothes, tag them, send them to somewhere. And then they didn't collect your money. And you come and get it and then do it 3 days later. Mm-hmm. What could be better?
I know. You're so funny.
Here's another
you
one.
You're not only just... you're trying to sell me on it right now is what it sounds
here's
like.
Here's another one that I look up. A gym, exercise thing, like an exercise gym. Monthly subscription. You got to make sure the machines are clean and there's somebody walking around so people aren't killing each other. That's it.
I know.
What a great business model.
Oh, my goodness. What is coming around the corner?
Steve, then do you not own either one of these things? Here's why.
Okay.
I promised myself a long time ago that I would never get involved in a brick and mortar business. It's too expensive startup and the whole thing. Plus, you know what? We're doing the right thing, Jill. Mm-hmm. I think we're really helping a lot of people and making a couple bucks.
This is so much fun.
I love it. Yeah.
Me too.
I hope that answers Brent from Dallas's question. So here's today's topic, how to buy anything for half price. Here's how. Write down what you want. Let's say you want to buy a property for half of what you can sell it for the next day.
What?
Who does that? No, that doesn't happen. Let's say you want to buy a sports car for half. What do you do? This is what you do. Here's some great free advice. You send out a ton of written offers. Maybe it's email. Maybe it's in direct mail. You find the people who own that make and model and year of that sports car. You find a database full of those people. And you send out an offer for half of what you think it's worth. Oh, what the heck? Aren't they going to get mad? Who in their right mind would ever sell you anything for half of what it's worth? And here's the answer. People who need the money. People who don't want the car laying around anymore. People who just don't want the land anymore. They're tired of getting the tax bill. They're just done with it. There's lots of triggers. And Jill and I talk about this all over our programs and in Success Plant. And all throughout our education material, there are lots of triggers that make people sell stuff for what less than what it's worth. And one of those triggers is my favorite, and it's not my favorite, it's the most popular in my opinion, is that the person passed away and whoever inherited or is left to deal with these assets just wants to check it off the list. They're not interested. They have a life. They have maybe they have kids. Maybe they live in a different city. They just want to get rid of it. In fact, what you're going to find in your endeavor to buy stuff for half is that they're going to thank you. You know, I was right in your shoes a long time ago, and I'm making up reasons in my head about what's going to happen, and they were all wrong. Here's some of the reasons I made up in my head. If I write these offers out for $500 for 5 acres in Arizona, a bunch of people are going to call me and be really angry and say you're a terrible person and you're a bottom fisher and you can dream it up. You know what? That might happen. It might not. It probably won't, but there's a chance it could happen. But what will happen, I will tell you for sure, because we've done it 15,000 times now, Jill and I, is someone's going to call or they're going to sign your offer and send it back and say, how fast can we close? And thank you so much for solving this problem for me.
You want to know what one of my triggers is?
Yeah.
I wish, like, you're back to, I was thinking about what you were saying just a few minutes ago, you know, dream it up, whatever it is. We're talking about properties, but check engine light.
What?
Can you imagine?
I can't wait to hear where this is going to go.
Okay. So here's mine. Okay. So to piggyback on what you're saying, it does work for everything. That's the best thing. I mean, how to buy anything for half price is absolutely true. It doesn't have to be just property, and we'll get to that. But so imagine I don't need the money. I'm not hurting for anything. The car is paid for. It's driving me up the wall. I have a stupid check engine light. Can you imagine, Stephen, if I had received a letter in the mail 2 months ago for the car that's taken up space in the driveway, I would have said done.
Yep.
Especially, I would not have been mad. I would have said thank you.
And so I don't mean absolutely, Jill. And I don't mean send a letter that says, I'm really kind of interested in buying that sports car. Why don't you give me a call and let's talk about it. You know what's going to happen? 7 million people are going to call and say, heck yes, it's for sale. And I'm going to sell it to you for $14 million. No. You write a letter that says, Jack Jones, that 63 Stingray convertible that you own, I will give you $3,000 for it. And I'll have the $3,000 over there by Thursday. Mm-hmm. That is how you buy something for half price. And it works for land, houses, apartment buildings.
Vespas.
anything. That you can get your hands on a good solid quality data. I'm not talking about a list off the internet that's 30 years old. I'm talking about an active database that you subscribe to because you want fresh data. Mm-hmm. So I can go into why this wouldn't work, but that's not what this is about. It's about the general concept. Mm-hmm. You can buy almost anything for half price if you make a ton of written offers. Mm-hmm. If, here's the if then portion of the show. If you want to buy just about anything for half price, then make a ton of written offers.
Love it. It's true. It works.
Why wouldn't this work? I'll tell you why. If you have all the tools and the information, which is my job here at Land Academy and my role here between Jill and I, my job is to show you how to do this, educate you, and give you the information. And Jill's job is to provide the motivation, the yin and the yang, the Steve and the Jill of this whole thing. Steve is information, Jill is inspiration and motivation. So Jill, please tell us, or tell me, because I'm fascinated with, I've known you for a lot of years. I still don't know why you're so good at this and why, I don't know, maybe it's just me. It's not me. Everybody says it. God. You're just so full of motivation and inspiration. Were you born this way or were you born angry and you changed? Because I was born angry.
Yeah, yeah.
In Detroit, an angry Detroit person.
No, I think, I think a lot of it's nature, but with nurture, you can get there. I think anybody can do this. It may take a little time. Boy, I've been working on you for how long now? Just kidding. No, seriously.
I mean, why are you so inspirational and motivational? Like, what makes you different than, let's say, like a huge name like Tony Robbins?
I don't think I'm a lot different than Tony Robbins.
I don't think so either. I think you're better, actually.
Thank you.
I think Tony Robbins is unscripted. I think he says stuff. He's just a great speaker, you know. I don't think he has, I know he doesn't, I researched it. He has no experience. Mm-hmm. He's just got the gift of the gab. And I think your inspiration goes so much deeper than that. I really, truly think. So there's some people in life that just really are walking around. They're walking around and unintentionally not telling the truth. You know, I think that your desire to help people and inspire people is deeply rooted in your soul, if you know what I mean.
Thank you.
I think you genuinely want to help people.
It's true. And like, if you know me like you do, Stephen, I'm a bad liar.
Yeah, you can't lie at all.
I'm awful.
Like, there's some nurses, I think a lot of nurses are just born that way. And then I think there's a lot of nurses, too, that are just angry. You know, that they don't have that gut inspirational help people thing that you have. And you can tell a mile away, you can tell, line three nurses up, and you can see who's got that. I really enjoy helping people thing.
Right.
And the other one who, you know, the other ones and I might not have that. They're just in it for the money. I don't think you're in this for the money at all.
No,
I mean, you love helping people.
Well, maybe because that's the bottom line. It's, you know, I could have been a nurse. You know, I could see myself in that role / I didn't want to do that much studying.
That's what I'm talking about. And then add a dash of honesty to it.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, I go to school for how long and I got to do a what? No, thank you. I prefer to help people in my own way. That's it. So, yeah, you know, thank you, Stephen. At the end of the day, this all comes easy to me because whether it's someone selling me their property, I want to help them. Okay, they want this off their plates. I want to buy it. I want to help them. And then when I'm selling it to somebody, I feel like I'm helping them again. This is their dream vacation property, whatever it is. Or they just want to buy it from me and make some money off it too. Right. I don't know. It sounds kind of trivial but it's true.
I look at everything like
thank you. I want to help somebody. And
that's what sets us apart
from
a lot of other types of land or just real estate people. You know, I really think both of us want to help at the root of it. I think that my patience is a lot shorter than yours, but you know, I think we both, all kidding aside, we both want that. We both go at it in a different way. I provide the information, you provide the inspiration.
I have something to share along these lines. Also, it's shocking to me how many people don't roll that way, because every time I meet someone that really sincerely you could tell and feel like, boy, they just want to do something nice for me, I almost question it. Right? I'm a little bit like lost. I'm like, really? And let me give you an example. This is 2 weeks ago, we were parking somewhere. There was very tight parking and I was waiting for you. You were rolling up. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm standing in the street holding a parking spot for you to parallel park. This woman whips around. I'm like, ah, oh, shucks. So I'm like, all right. You know, I step back out of the way thinking it's not going to be cool. I can't really lay down in the street here and say, sorry, this is mine. He'll be here in a minute. I stepped back and I stepped on the curb and I'm like, all right, okay, what can I do? This is going to be her spot now. I tried. So she rolls down her window and says, I am so sorry. Are you saving that spot for somebody? Because I can go somewhere else. That obviously I was a little like, what? You're being nice too?
You beach people are all in love with each other.
We are. But I was like, I'm getting goosebumps about it right now because how nice was that? And I was a little taken aback about, thank you, being reminded that there's other people out here too. There are really a lot of people out there that are like this and we should all be like this, you know? And it was just so nice. And I'm like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. No, do not worry about it. You take this spot. It's totally cool. And it was just, I was so pleased that she was so nice about it. And what's really funny is she was only there for 10 minutes, if that. She ran in, she was picking up her kid from some event and leaving. And by the time she left, you zipped in and got the spot. So it was like meant to be. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it was amazing. So
like it or not, we're all in this together. Yeah. And in this world even.
Mm-hmm.
And so just be nice to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, unless somebody's going out of their way to be angry or, you know, honking their horn at you or something. Just be nice. Even then, maybe be even nicer. I don't know.
That's what I do. It's a lot easier.
I know you do.
It's so much easier to walk around going, all right. I do that all the time. I tell myself, boy, it probably sucks to be you right now because you're really mad. You know, I'm like, I'm not going to let that affect my day.
Right.
So when I see, like, yeah, especially angry people driving, I'm like, whatever. Not me.
Get rid of all the stuff that's stopping you from whatever you're trying to succeed at.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it in another show.
Mm-hmm.
If there's some stuff, look around. If there's some stuff that's stopping you, and I'm not going to go through the list because I got in trouble last time.
Yeah, right? Yeah, please don't go down that list.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816 and join Jill and I in another episode where we discuss your all-important success in property investment and in life. Great show today, Jill.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting more inspirational.
Yeah.
I love the inspiration or information way we cut this thing up now.
I was just thinking about that. We have a couple times gone off on these little bit of tangents, and I'm really curious to know what people think about that, if they like, because we're still covering.
Well, a day after these shows air, we're going to find out if we've lost all of our listeners or just half.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It's important to talk about business and it's important to talk about numbers. It's important to talk about transactions and buying and selling and all the things that we do and the half price thing. But you all, this is also an important part of it. You got to mentally be in the game, period.
It's essential.
Mm-hmm.
If you have, you can't just, very few people can just get the information. Very few people can just get the information on how to do something and then just be really successful at it. You need the motivation and the inspiration along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it helps to be involved in a group like Land Academy where maybe your inspiration is listening to someone talk about doing deals because they've done 15,000 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's inspirational, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe your inspiration is, you know, a cheerleader on the sideline jumping up and down saying, you can do this, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, those guys that get up in those award shows. And I say guys, I mean people. They get up on the award shows and they say, hey, I want to thank my dad, who is the biggest source of inspiration in my whole life. They could be the greatest actor in the world, but if they didn't have a parent or whatever source of inspiration that was to get up there finally and end up on that stage with the gold statue, you know, it's not going to happen. Maybe your source of inspiration is you. Talking to yourself all the time, I don't know.
I love it. Or maybe it's the voice in your head talking to you. I'm just kidding.
Don't talk back to that voice if that's happening.
No.
Talk back in your head, not out of your mouth.
Listen to the voice. I think you should listen to your inner voice. That's a whole nother thing.
Join Jill and I in the next episode where we kind of talk about still how to buy anything for half.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.